I act as though I do not like myself and am trying to escape. This is the absolute philosopher, Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California. I act as though I do not like myself and am trying to escape. How many of us act like that? How many of us feel that if we were going to go into the absolute, if we're going to go into the infinite, that we're going into the nothingness and that we are worthless and useless and unimportant? We feel that the human life is all that there is, and that's the most important thing in the world. The human life is the only thing that we want to apply ourselves to, and that if we want to go into absolute, we're trying to escape. We're trying to escape this human life. Rather, while we live in this human life, we could act as though we are getting the greatest from it, and we could act as though we are moving into a higher and more profound area of beingness. The Tao Te Ching has some very beautiful words in this relationship. It says profoundly these statements. The gentlest thing in the world overcomes the hardest thing in the world. That which has no substance enters where there is no space. This shows the value of non-action. Teaching without words, performing without actions, this is the master's way. Now, at first glance, these things seem to be an escape in themselves. I'm moving away from things, but just take the gentlest thing in the world overcomes the hardest thing in the world. Could anything be more gentle than water? So important and so vital and so useful to our human life. Could anything be more significant than water? And certainly very gentle. Of course, as the giant tidal waves come along and other things, taking the water in mass, doing some tremendously powerful things, that's another thing. But just take a drop of water. A drop of water dropping against a stone. Over a long period of time, gently, gently, it sort of demolishes the stone. And we might not say demolishes, it sort of changes the form of the stone, moving it from the hardest thing in the world, the most tough thing. Stone's not hard, steel is hard, iron is hard, metals are much harder than stones. Yes, that's true. Metals are much harder than stone. And how does metal dissolve? Metal dissolves by the simplicity of rust, of the decay. Rust is such a simple little thing, and it's just the oxidation of the air against the metal, and little by little it dissolves into the nothingness out of its where it had come. That which has no substance enters where there is no space. So indeed, the dissolved, decayed, rusted, changed stone from the drops of water dissolves into its native nothingness and enters where there is no space. And we cannot conceive of these things in the allness. Can we conceive of an atom? And what is the nothingness and the allness? They're the same thing. This shows the value of non-action, at least. This is how the Tao Te Ching speaks it. But I like the ideas also of the way of a master. The item continues, teaching without words, performing without actions, this is the way of a master. The Buddha was often asked, how can I learn these things? And the Buddha would give a flower to the student, and he would say, study this. Study this. Let this beautiful blossom give you the knowledge of the universe. And the student would look at the flower, much like the king of Persia looked at the seed that Zarathustra had offered to him, and would say, "Huh, that's my teacher? That's how I'm going to learn?" Yes, that's how we're going to learn. When we begin to listen inside of ourselves, when we begin to realize that the greatest teacher is without words and without actions, that this is the master way of learning, the master way of being, this is the allness that there is, then great things begin to happen. I act as though I do not like myself and am trying to escape. This is sort of the foolishness of the world, that we act like that, that we're trying to escape, that we're trying to feel unusual about something. And it is not true. It is not true. We are trying, if trying is the right word here, we are seeking to enter into rather than to escape from. The very depth, the very inner realm of who we are and what we are is so profound and so outstanding that as we start listening to it, as we start seeking it out, as we start probing it and knowing it and being it, then we are starting to experience it. The gentlest thing in the world overcomes the hardest thing in the world. Just the air, the oxidation, oxygen, working on metals, the hardest thing in the world that we understand. And yet, think of the atom and how the atom was split to reveal the great power that is within it. And it revealed the great power, but to control that great power, to control it and keep it in a way that it cannot hurt itself or hurt anything else, that was one of the most difficult things that the scientists had to figure out. And they think they figured it out, but they haven't, because it will always seek to come out of its enclosure, just as the atom was split and it came out of that self that it is. So maintaining it and containing it is indeed another thing. That which has no substance enters where there is no space. The atom split, being maintained in its non-substance form, in a non-space form. How fantastic, how utterly amazing, when our mind begins to listen to some of these strange and wonderful and far-out things. Teaching without words. These thoughts come to our mind. These ideas come to our mind. This wisdom comes to our beingness. And we have everything revealed to us. Teaching is performing without actions. This is the way that a master consciousness enters into the inner realm of the allness. This is the way that you and I enter into the inner realm of the allness. To the world, we may act as though we do not like ourselves and we are seeking to escape from ourselves. But one who is seeking the master path sits quietly, listens devoutly to the divine within themselves, has no outer teacher, has no outer share, has no outer one who is the way for them. For the way for them is the way within them. That is their reality. That is their only reality. Think on these things, for truly this is the way of the absolute philosopher. I act as though I do not like myself and am trying to escape. Truly, when we think of the great meditators, the great introspective beings who moment after moment, day after day, hour after hour, year after year, listen within, overcoming all of the worldliness that has attempted to control them, and listen to that divine voice within them. Doing this is a challenge. Doing this is certainly not rewarding in the process, as learning any skill is not rewarding in the process. But once you have applied yourself so thoroughly, so completely given yourself over to this introspective self, the miracle that comes to you is beyond all imagination. The miracle that comes to you is a miracle that no words can describe. No words can reveal, for it's teaching without words, performing without action. This is the Master's way. The gentlest thing in the world overcomes the hardest thing in the world. That which has no substance enters where there is no space. This shows the value of non-action. This is the way of the Master. Have a lovely day. Think of these things and let them be the criteria for all of the wonderful things in your life. This is the Absolute Philosopher saying, I love you, I love you, I love you.